Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
It's John and Lance.
I destroyed.
John's ripping Coors Light families apart.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Just to clean it up, I don't know. I guess Boris isn't Fromber's agent. It's apparently Octagon Sports.
Oh, that's right. Because yeah. I saw that on Spot Track. So he is Scott Boris Sports or whatever he is.
He's what?
Scott Boris Enterprises. I don't know. Whatever he calls
himself. Yeah, right. He's not Octagon.
Boris so. Entertainment. You know, yeah, Octagon's so been around for a long time.
No wonder Boris didn't call you about his deal.
That makes sense now that I didn't get a text from him. Now it makes sense. Yeah.
Interesting.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So Boris should call you about the next deal. Not that one, though.
What, the Pena deal?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
The
Hunter Brown deal?
You would think. I don't think he's going to need Lance's help on Hunter Brown.
Well, maybe Lance and Scott can get together and discuss why it would be beneficial for Hunter to be a one-team guy, because those guys go down as legendary. And Hunter, look, I know Jim Crane won't offer you market value or anywhere close in years and money, but wouldn't it be great to just play for one team? Look how we treat Altuve. We move him to positions late in his career, different positions late in his career. Hey, Hunter, if you decide to be an Astro for your entire career, we may move you to left field too.
Huh. Yeah,
just like we did to our living legend.
Maybe he wants to play left field.
Yeah,
you don't know.
This is what I'm saying. Lance, get on that.
Yeah,
seed the thought right now with Scott and Hunter Brown.
Listen. Yeah, that's not really.
when he
wants you to keep your suitcase out at all times. Keep it open and out at all times, because he's going to have you traveling. He didn't want you staying in one place. How are you going to make a lot of money if you're not in the transfer portal?
Well, how are you going to go in the Hall of Fame if you're Hunter Brown? You want that one team that you played for and you identified.
You don't want to answer those stupid questions about what hat you're going to wear going in. Altuve ain't going to have to answer that question. He's an Astro. Hunter, don't you want to be an Astro? And think about it, Hunter. Think about being a left fielder, too. That adds to the legend. Shohei, outfielder, pitcher.
Babe Ruth.
It adds to the legend if you play it left field late in your career. Makes you a lock cinch for the Hall of Fame. Be an Astro.
Yep. Stay here, Hunter. Stay
Lance,
here.
Lance, I know you don't think much of that, but that's the sell you give to Mr. Boris to get Hunter to take a discount.
Look at what playing the fields has done for Shohei and Babe Ruth.
Yes, Hunter, don't you want to be like one of those guys?
Yeah.
Mentioned in the breath of those guys?
I've tried this tack before. No one seems to listen. No agents seem to care. I'd make pleas for, the Altuve plea. Look at Olajuwon. Tarnish his legacy. Now he's not considered the greatest player of all time because he went to Toronto.
Yeah.
He would universally be considered the GOAT had he not gone to Toronto.
Dell, who's on the line? Boston Rob wants to get it. Oh, man, we're getting our ass kicked
Boston
by Boston
Rob.
Lately. Boston Rob. What's up, Boston Rob?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up,
it's Boston Rob, your bro, dude. Yeah, thanks for having me as a guest. Dude, I went to the Rockets game last night. Man, I saw my boy, Peyton Pritchard. How's he not an all-star? Dude, that guy's the man.
He was
crazy. Hey, I went to see Kevin Durant. Was he there? Did he play?
He was there playing.
I think I saw him in the fourth quarter with his hoodie on with like 8 minutes left on the bench. I don't know. But, dude, and Ime Udoka, dude, I heard he was talking to Fred VanVleet. He had a sparring lesson last night. That's why he got kicked out in the third. He's like, Fred, dude, I forgot we had a game tonight. But don't worry, man, I'm going to get kicked out in the third. I'm going to make our sparring lesson. No, Fred, we ain't trading you. You're my bro, dude. No, we ain't trading you, man. We're going to sit here in Houston and make bank. anyway, thanks, guys. You know, it's just you can't beat all the tough teams, you know. Peyton Pritchett is laying it down. Anyway, I'll talk to you all later. Good luck, guys.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks,
Rob. He tried, like, the subtlety of Boston accent was too, it's not nearly enough. And then Pritchett, he was wicked from the field all day. Wicked smart, that kid.
Yeah, that's more Boston.
It's got to be more. And you said sparring, yeah. That's a word that you can get in there for a second, kid. Also, they like to say kid a lot. They say kid. Oh, he's wicked, kid. That kid's wicked from the three.
After getting an ass kicked by New England,
sparring.
Now getting your ass kicked by the Celtics. Ugh, I was thinking about what about the Red Sox series this year?
Boston, Rob. New England is burying us.
We are their biaz.
New England's burying us right now, kid.
Yeah.
Bitch!
Wow. Dell?
You said it first.
I said biaz.
Same thing. Everyone knows that.
We're dropping all kinds of bombs on your teams right now. Drake Maye, Peyton Pritchett, all the white guys are killing you.
Well,
that's the way Boston sports.
It's
the way Boston sports is supposed to be played.
Well, another white guy killed us last night, Reed Shepard, as well.
Hey, he finished 3 of 8.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, when it was out of.
Well, yeah, what?
When it was out of
listen,
range.
No, he didn't even listen. He wasn't even on the floor for that third quarter. I mean, they couldn't make a basket, and it wasn't like they were playing defense. There was no reason Reed Shepard wasn't out there in the third quarter. He didn't come in until late in the third, and I'm like, well, now you're finally putting him in? You couldn't get a shot off offensively in the third quarter. You didn't get a shot off.
So, once again, like I said, all the Rocket fans' frustration I was getting through my algorithm, and I saw this, and I don't know if it's too reactionary, but the tweet was in along the lines of, it's really rough to miss on three top three picks.
Wow, are we really saying Jalen Jabari and Reed are all misses? That's a little harsh.
I thought it was a little harsh, but then I start to think about
it. Somebody tell me how Jaden Ivey's doing, quick.
Well, sure, but you don't want to compare yourself to a team who missed
Cade
as well.
Cunningham.
Yeah, they got Cade Cunningham, right?
Okay, I can't believe we didn't draft Cade. Well, why did we not draft Cade?
No, you couldn't.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
All right. Tell me the guy that we screwed up. Who should we have drafted?
We've got four.
You want to go through the list and see the guys who
behind?
Well, I'm
just saying, I think Jabari has done his part. This is just, see, Kevin Durant would hate you guys right now.
Yeah, I didn't say it.
He would hate all of Twitter and all of
Rockets
Twitter.
What the feeling was yesterday.
I'm trying to tell you, first of all, you fat MFs shouldn't be talking about basketball because you never played. He already told that one guy on the sideline that. So you don't think he would tell you that to your face?
I mean, who can?
To your Twitter face? Yes, he would.
We saw what he did to Roosh.
We've got four top four picks. And including Amen.
And we're two in the West, and now you are crying.
And Amen is by far the best.
Look at you crying.
Of all the picks. Then Jabari, then Jalen, then Reed Shepard.
Okay. I would argue Jalen ahead of Jabari, honestly. I think you're kind of – Jalen was a pretty good player. He didn't reach superstar status, but he was better than Jabari.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you got rid of him.
Yeah, okay. To bring in Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
You didn't get rid of him because he sucked. You got rid of him because he wanted to bring in Kevin Durant.
So you were able to trade him for Kevin Durant, you know, he's partially responsible for your success.
Yeah. Was there any difference between Jalen Green's performance in the postseason and CJ Stroud's? Ain't nobody dealing him right now.
CJ was much worse.
Well,
because he plays quarterback. It's far more important how bad he was.
I get it. But Jalen was literally, if Jalen plays bad instead of poorly, they win.
That's true.
Like, he was that bad in losses. Remember how bad he was?
He had one game.
Wasn't CJ bad.
I mean, Jalen did have one game.
Yeah, he was.
He had game two, I think, right, where he played well?
Yeah, but it was a win. No, that was a was that,
that
a
was
loss
a win.
Yeah,
they didn't go down 2-0. That was a win. Or 0-2. So he has the one moment. CJ didn't have any of those in this playoff run.
Yeah, he was. Jalen was bad, but CJ, what CJ did to the team was worse. what CJ did to the
team. He had to cut his hair.
Quite possibly.
To go incognito?
Yeah, it was like, I got to cut my hair and hit a reset on this.
I got to change my whole everything.
Dell, your little thing where you said,
what?
Where you said, I got to tell you something about CJ and his hair, but off the air.
Yeah.
And you, what you did was you created a lot of speculation.
Oh, what do they think I meant?
Well, we had someone who works at the station, Charlotte, our old friend Charlotte, who needs to bring us some food because her food is amazing.
Of course.
She, and I don't see her as much anymore now, but Charlotte said, Lance, come here. And she had to guess what you were saying.
What did she think?
It was way worse than what you said. It was way worse than what you said, which A, speaks to the way Charlotte sees things.
Sure.
And B, how she thinks you see things.
Well, I will ask you what she thought I meant.
Off the air.
Yeah, obviously. I simply meant that it looked like CJ got some help.
Yeah, he got some help with his hairline.
With the hairline, that's all.
Yeah, that's all.
The pictures, really. Just for the pictures and the video. That's all.
We'll see. Well, we'll see how it comes out next year, when he comes back and where that hairline is. We'll make judgments
on that hairline.
Because that's kind of a...
I can't comment on someone's hairline. So, yeah. I mean, I can, actually. Like, it's kind of like if you're... Like, you can comment on black people. I can comment on Germans.
You critique black people all the time.
I'm actually not in a sports way, culturally.
Sure.
Yeah. So I can comment on
one of your jobs is to critique black people, affect their future earnings.
And white.
It's true.
Reed Shepard.
You are more destructive.
And Hispanic, Fernando Mendoza.
You are more destructive than you think.
He's Cuban. He's Cuban.
You're more destructive than you think.
Yeah, you really
I know I'm destructive. I had agents reaching out to me because I had Jordan Tyson too low on my first mock.
See? You cost that man some money, possibly.
Hey, they double-teamed me. Two agents came in and said, the other agent was tagging. They're like, hey, Lance, woo, you're a little low on our guy. I'm like, A, it's a mock. B, it's before free agency. C, it's a mock. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
I have no impact on anything. Why are y'all bothering me? And I actually like these two guys.
All right. Why don't you talk a little under so you know high or lower?
I know just that. Tell them. I know. You know what? I think Reed may have gone higher on three-pointers in the fourth quarter. I don't know if it was 2.5 or 3.5, but he ended up going higher. He hit three three-pointers. You know, basketball. Let me start with football. Obviously, this is going to be a huge game, right? And so you're used to seeing props and you're used to this, that, and the other. I want to tell you about these pick'ems with Underdog Fantasy. I want to tell you that what you really need to be doing is looking through all the stats that they have, and they have a ton of players in this game. And I want you to put together five. This is your task. I want you to download Underdog Fantasy. I want you to use promo code Lance on your first deposit. Because what that's going to do is give you $75 in bonus entries and bonus funds after you spend your first five. And then I want you to do is put five of them together. Go study. Decide how you think the game's going to go. Then go higher or lower on five players. Once they have hit in the game, once you're in, especially if you're doing higher, obviously, you know, if it goes higher than that number, it's automatically turns green and you know you're winning. There's some that are lower that you know are going to win. It's just a matter of the game finishing. There's nothing better than when you see all five green at the end and your payout is sky high and you're making a ton of money legally here in the state of Texas with your big sports brain. That's what you're doing. Underdog Fantasy, use promo code Lance, use your sports brain to make real money by going higher or lower on picks, and you can even use a flex option. It lowers your payouts, but you can miss one and still win. Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_HTML for details. Consult with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER, visit ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, welcome back. Your headlines, Rockets lose, Cougs win. Fromber goes to the Tigers for 103 years, $115 million. Holy crap. Those are your headlines. 713-780-3776, stuff we've been talking about. Chris wants to talk about this Rockets team. What do you say, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. I was a little more downtrodden until the guy from Boston called in. He kind of made me giggle a little bit. But Hey, I just wanted to ask, I like everything Rafael Stone does until you guys brought up our last few draft picks, and then it made me realize maybe it hasn't been that great. Are we, first of all, Reed Sheppard, I know we dogged him for not being able to bring the ball up, but like I watched the entire game last night, and our offense really, really doesn't move around very much. I hesitate hating on him too much when he crosses half court because there's just not a lot of movement, and we'll set like a screen for him or something like that, and doesn't feel like there's a lot of movement. And then secondly, do we feel like could Alperen be the big man James Harden, where he just grabs the ball, dribbles out the shot clock a lot, and then one of my sons pointed out to me last night, he had turned around to go get some of the kitchen, and he heard Alperen scream, and he thought something bad had happened, like maybe he had torn an ACL, and I said, no, son, he just went up for a layup. He just yells like some of the guys at 24 Hour Fitness. Did we maybe underplay the worth of Tari Eason and Jabari Smith, with Tari only playing every other game and Jabari just kind of being mediocre? I really think that maybe we lost out on how good Dylan Brooks and even Fred VanVleet, I'm not a super VanVleet fan, but the way they're wired and built a little bit differently versus Tari and Jabari and even KD. KD's a scorer, but he's not built like Dylan or Fred. So I just wanted to get you guys' thoughts on maybe are we maybe wasting here Kevin Durant? I don't know. I'm kind of down in the dumps about how he played recently. Lance, I agree. Hopefully we'll be back on this and it's just a funk. But Indiana and then Boston, I mean, no Jalen Brown, no Jason Tatum. And we need a Peyton Pritchard or somebody like that on our team that can make something happen. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
We got a Peyton Pritchard. He's a poor man's Peyton Pritchard.
Our Peyton Pritchard, he just needs to play better. He's played piss poor in the last 7 games.
Yeah, he's really
Played poor. Reed had a moment where we were like, man, Reed was playing great. He's in a funk right now. And these Rockets are going into funks more than last year's team did. Which makes no sense. Another year, Alpi's not an all-star this year. You got Kevin Durant, and Alperen said he had a down year last year. Alperen didn't like his offense because his offense, his field goal percentage, his field goal efficiency went down last year. Like Alperen even knew there were some things he needed to do well. His highs are really good this year, but he's going to have to carry. Look, man, when you're playing like this, the stars have to step up. We can talk about Reed Sheppard. We can talk about Jabari all we want. And that's true. And Ime Udoka, you got two guys who are stars. I mean, and they're on the court at the same time yesterday. That can't happen. You can't lose. When you have two stars, they just got to pull you into the win. And that's all there is to it. If you're a good team, Kevin Durant pulls you into a win. Kevin Durant and Alperen should be a no-brainer. Those two guys will you to victory. But they didn't have games where they were bringing the Rockets along with them, this where they took over the game. They didn't do that either. So, I mean, do they get some criticism for not, you know, saying, all right, bleep this. I'm going to take over this game, and we're not going to let the Celtics beat us at home. It wasn't even the case. That was a boat race once they got on top of you.
Yeah.
I mean, embarrassing. One of the worst losses they've had this year, really, when you look at the context of what's going on. You came off of not exactly the most impressive win against the Pacers. You had to hang on at the end, and you're missing a boatload of free throws, and you're turning a ball over, and, you know, you didn't just choke them out. You just had to, you know, you survive that game at the end of that game. And I know Kevin Durant didn't play, but so what? So what? They're a 17-win team at that point. I think they probably still are. Ime is going to have to take responsibility for it. A performance like that, unacceptable yesterday. Right now, they don't look like they're not going to keep playing this poorly. But I really do wonder if Rafael Stone feels pressure to get something done today.
You know,
I mean, this is it, right? Today's the deadline.
Today's it.
So I wonder if there's any pressure to get anything done. And like I said, it's not going to be – if they do something, it won't be major. It'll be somebody off the bench and a pick, or maybe just a pick. It's not going to be major. Could they go after a big, John? Is that, you know, we're looking at point guards, ball handlers. Is there a chance that they say, we need a big?
Wow. Wow.
What? I mean, what happens if Alpi's off? What happens if Alpi's hurt? If Alpi's hurt, you don't even make the playoffs. Because Clint Capella ain't it, brother. That ain't it.
They need, so this is what, yeah, I'm looking at this. And last night, Ime was asked, you know, they're sagging off Amen Thompson, and it seems to be working. Whenever they sag, they put a big man on Amen. He backs off. He lets Amen sit out for, you know what, take the shot, Amon, if you want. But Amon can't do anything then because he's got a big man waiting under the basket, and he can't shoot from outside. So this is they're up in Durant's face, and they're sagging off of Amon, and they're putting a smaller guy on Şengün. And this seems to be working really, really well against the Rockets. And they don't have anybody. Now, they don't need another big man. They need somebody that can actually fill it up and draw some, get some respect out on the perimeter. I mean, Jabari and his average, Reed Shepard, his average, Amon and his average. KD's the only guy, and when you're in his face, it's a lot. It's a hell of a lot harder, and they're in KD's face the whole game now. I mean, it's a pretty, it seems like it's a pretty, pretty easy recipe to beat the Rockets right now. And
yeah, really
I think
does.
They got to get somebody that can drive, that can pull up, that can, that, I mean, I know
but
they're
what
not
about
out
the
there.
Big though, John? We talked about, I mean, what are you doing about that? You're just going to rely on Clint Capella and Jeff Green?
That's pretty much what teams do. I mean,
no,
how good is your backup center on teams?
You're the Houston.
Not everybody has a Steven Adams.
I get that, but you need to be better than Clint Capella. You need to be younger and more athletic than Clint Capella.
Well, I'll be supposed to be. You know, he's only supposed to be in there for 10 minutes a game. I mean, it's not like you're depending on. They depended mightily on Steven Adams because Steven Adams is Steven Adams. But otherwise, then you know what? Alpi, you're in there for 38 minutes a game.
I know, but you have to be ready. Like, you have to build. You're not doing your team. You're doing your team a disservice if you don't explore every opportunity to make your roster as robust as possible. Well, this team needs another big. It needs another big. Who has a better impact, higher impact? They may not find one, but Rafael Stone should be looking. Because
name him.
If you lose Alperen for a month, you probably don't make the playoffs.
Oh well, no, of course not. And if you lose Giannis, if you
pull
lose
you in, and
if you lose Jokic,
no,
well,
but
actually,
you could
okay.
Yeah. Some teams actually are, and you've got enough talent on your team that you actually should be also Kevin Durant, Jabari, Amon Thompson. You should be competitive. If that were the case, but you won't be with Clint Capella. Clint Capella was supposed to be the backup option he was the backup option for injuries, but especially for the back-to-back scenarios where Steven Adams couldn't play back-to-back. So he was just going to be, like, I just think you need to add somebody to compete with Clint Capella for, I think you need what you described and what I described. I think you could use two players. I got a feeling they're going to get zero players.
Yeah.
And if you do, I worry that, you know, I just worry that you're coming off the bench with no bigs. I mean, Clint Capella, whatever. I thought.
Well,
Capella
I just worry you're wasting. You went out and got Kevin Durant to win a title, and you're just wasting this year.
Agree. And that's if you don't make a move, you are really, really dependent on Fred VanVleet to come back and be this magical shot, this magical B12, you know. Shot that's going to make you a steroid, but not an illegal steroid. One that when you get sick, where all of a sudden you say, "Man, what a jolt Fred has given us! What an unbelievable jolt after he hadn't played all year long." Who saw this coming? Where Fred is this magical addition at the end of the year? You know how much pressure is going to be on Fred VanVleet to perform at a high level if and when he gets back. If you don't make any moves,
yeah,
and Capella is going to have to play well, and Jayson and. Whoever they're going to start rolling off the bench now as a forward.
Well, Jason's a vital part now.
Yeah,
he's a critical part of this team. A guy who in the first half of the season didn't play 5 minutes a game. All right, we got a break, and when we come back, we'll get to the University of Houston money problems. It seems like I don't know. Football and basketball seem to be differing on have a differing opinion on what's going on. We will talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Brought
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I just saw a graphic this morning. Who did the best in the transfer portal this football offseason? Number one, University of Houston. Willie Fritz did a press conference, I think it was yesterday, and he was talking about, hey, you know what? You can win a national championship here. And it's like, you know what? That is the kind of positivity. You know, you bring in Keyshawn Henderson. You already brought in Connor. You've done amazing things in the portal. With University of Houston money, which is not what everybody else has. And after the game, despite an ass kicking of Central Florida yesterday, here's what Kelvin Sampson had to say about possibly the future of this program.
Now, we participate in the NIL just like everybody else. We know what our kids' market value is. I mean, they're not starving here. They're getting exactly what the market is for them. But, you know, we have a very poor athletic department. We're poor. You know, we're poor when I got here, and we're still poor. We probably have the lowest budget of anybody in Power Four, you know. And, you know, the way our recruiting is going, we have to stop at some point because we don't have enough money to keep bringing in really good players. And that's not easy for us to do. You know, people ask about recruiting. Teams that have the best recruiting classes usually have the most money. That's the way it is today. We signed Akenna and Arifan early. You know, a lot of these kids we have will come back, but who knows what else we'll sign? Depends on how much money we have. It's not about who do we want to sign; it's who can we afford to sign. And even though we've been doing this NIL thing, that it still feels funny for me to even say that.
So, I think Kelvin has got an advantage in this. Name all the players that Kelvin Sampson has had that they've had any problems, character problems, any law problems, any issues societally. If I'm a dad and a mom, I want them to play for Kelvin Sampson.
But you're so old school. That's not how they talk anymore.
Well, they do, though. They're still our parents.
Not a lot.
They're still our parents because he talked about JoJo Tugler.
You know,
you're not
the age of most of these parents. And talking to these guys who have to do this, it is such a war with the parents who, A, think their kids are the best kids ever, and, B, see them as a financial instrument. This is why we have got to make the most money, including our son. You know, there's a lot of that going on right now where the parents,
I believe that there are still parents out there that care for the kids.
Are they the 4 and 5 stars, the people who are winning championship type players?
Well, listen, he talked about JoJo. I love JoJo Tugler. I love that kid. And Kelvin Sampson talked about him. And he said, man, JoJo's one of one. When he was in foul trouble, he knew he was how stupid he was for committing all them fouls. He was encouraging everybody that went into the game. He was talking to coaches. He doesn't have an ounce, not one ounce of selfishness in him. That's all he cared about was his team doing the best they possibly could. I believe that those kids are out there, and I believe they want to play for Coach Sampson. I believe that if I'm a parent, that I'll take maybe a little bit less money to go and play for that guy so that my kid will turn into a great human being going forward. That
sounds great. I mean, I don't know if that type of idealism, this is for a lot of these players, they will never play at a higher level than this, and this becomes the most money they will ever make. That's the reality. You can't hate the kids about this. You can't hate the parents about this. The reality is, for a lot of these guys, they'll never play pro basketball, and they will never have a chance to earn. Their earnings are right now. The most money they will ever earn is going to be in their college years.
College
athletics years. So it's hard to, when Kelvin Sampson tells you we want to get these guys, we just don't have enough money. It's a free market. It's a true free market economy now. And people come after your players on an annual basis. And so far, Houston's fended them off. But to think that this, what's happening at Houston is going to continue to happen, that is really idealistic. I think that Kelvin's going to start losing some guys.
Well, I don't know. And we talk about Ramon Walker, Mercy Miller, Cedric Lath.
But those aren't the hammers.
They're not. But you just picked up Chris Cenac and Kingston Flemings.
I know, and they're one-year guys. Like, he didn't used to do 1 year. Well, Cenac will probably stay more than one. Kingston's one. That's a new thing.
Well,
for Kelvin.
Only because he's so good.
Yeah, that's a
only
new,
because he's so
exactly.
good.
Exactly. But Kelvin, one of the things that made Houston strong is they had continuity, right? They didn't have, hey, look at them go to Final Fours. They're doing this without the five stars. When you get a five star, they're 1 year guys, and you're having to constantly replace.
Yeah, but here's the deal, though, Lance. Too, Jamal Shedd had to wait his turn. You know, L.J. Crier came in. He played 2 years, but he was a transfer.
Right. Not a five star.
Yeah, no, but your best player.
Your five stars play 1 year.
Yeah,
it's hard to sustain. That's why you know Kentucky is not the same team.
I do believe Kelvin Sampson is a lot different than Calipari.
Well, I mean, that's fine. Oh no, that's fine. Cal was just recruit the best players, and now he's trying to do the same thing at Arkansas. Here's the problem: you're trying to counter what Kelvin's telling you. We can't do this. We can't keep doing this. We don't have enough money. He's telling you. He's not telling you, hey, your parents are going to really like the way I, you know, get your young man to be a young man and the discipline I instill. He already knows. He's telling you that ain't it. We got to have bread. Y'all need to come up with some bread.
Well,
I need more bread. Mac, more money, please.
He did that with the private jet last year and made the championship game.
He understands, though, but this continues to get worse, John. You know this from talking to people. Every year is a worse year for coaches as it continues to move forward. And every year there's younger players who this is the norm. The norm is to move around. And so I really feel like Houston has got to look. Tillman and Mack came up big with some of the NIL stuff on the football side. I'm speaking without knowing. They need more money people at University of Houston. I'm sure we have money here. Hey, maybe you went to Texas and maybe your money's no good there. You don't have any influence. Maybe you throw some of that money here in Houston. Maybe you're an Aggie. How about maybe you're at Rice and you're like, they don't do anything with our money. They just keep it. You know what? Houston can use it. And you're keeping the money in the city, okay? So you people need to start pitching in. Remember when Kenny Dillingham at Arizona State told you, I just need somebody to scratch out a check for about $40 million.
That's it.
If somebody can come forward, please. It was like a public plea for somebody to scratch him a $40 million check.
That's what Kelvin's doing, too.
He's doing it without looking so – he's doing it by telling you how poor they are. Kenny's just like, I just need one. Just give me one Cody Campbell. I just need one billionaire.
But how about this? Despite the fact, I'm looking at the list, transfer portal winners, Houston number one, Indiana, who won the national championship, number two, LSU three, Oklahoma State, Texas, and Texas Tech. You can have all that. You're still in Lubbock, okay? And nothing against Lubbock.
Well, because of money.
It ain't Houston.
No. Guess why? Because of money.
Well, but they're sixth on the list, and they're way behind Houston.
Well, but they also are recruiting. Like, where were they last year?
Houston won.
They were
nine
at the
games.
Top. I think Tech
won nine
was
games
number
last
one.
Year.
Well, that's great. Tech was in the playoffs.
Yeah,
and they were number one. They were in the playoffs, and they were number one in portal. So I don't know. I don't keep up with the portal stuff as much. So I don't know who all Houston got, but Willie's doing a bang up job. Keyshawn Henderson, and you know. My buddy Rodney Williams, his nephew, is one of the best running backs in the nation, one of the best players in the nation. He's from Willis? Where is he? He's a running back who's awesome. He's a junior. And Rod told me, he's like, dude, He's better than Quiz already. And Quiz is an NFL back. He goes, this kid is incredible. A legitimate track speed guy. I don't know his name. I'm sure there are people listening right now. You know exactly who I'm talking about. Houston is in consideration. Houston, and this is going to be one of the top players in the nation, and Houston is in consideration. I think one of the reasons is because Keyshawn Henderson is here, and
yeah,
Houston wants to keep, like, Houston understands. So Alonzo Highsmith told me the way that Miami got good is Howard Schnellenberger. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, Alonzo said he also saw a washer and dryer show up on his front yard, but so there was some of that. But he said the way Miami got good is that Howard Schnellenberger convinced a lot of guys from that area, hey, let's do it at home. Let's be homegrown. And I can't remember. You might remember who the other players were, John. Oh. There was like three or four. Was it Melvin Bratton? No, there was three or four core.
Yeah, it was Melvin Bratton.
Melvin Bratton. There was like four good core players, and they all stayed at home that one year, and all of a sudden it became the thing to stay at Miami.
Right.
Maybe Houston can get that. You know, wouldn't that be great if Houston can get the same thing going? Keyshawn Henderson is like, this doesn't happen. This simply doesn't happen in college football where you keep a five-star like that here at University of Houston. This is awesome.
Well, maybe we're seeing it. Maybe we're seeing
maybe
it.
So.
Maybe they need to get a necklace from Zadig Jewelers.
Well, I mean, listen. If you maybe you don't want to give it to the parents, that's still an illegal. You can't do that, but you can't give it to the players. Maybe some diamond earrings. I see players wearing diamond earrings. I know where they can get them. Zadig Jewelers. And they're high quality. They're not going to be this trash halfway fake stuff. I mean, Zadig Jewelers has been almost five decades at 18, on Post Oak, the new location, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. It was open a few years back. It's 28,000 square feet, but their earrings, necklaces, diamond pendants, I mean, what they get from their designers is incredible. And they have in-house designers as well that can make anything you want. So for Valentine's Day, maybe there's something that you saw on a picture, on a red carpet, maybe your girl, your wife, whoever it is, has said something that, oh my gosh, look at this necklace. Look at this ring that she's got. Look at these earrings. They can actually, you can take that picture and they can actually make whatever it is that you need. Now, look, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know if they can make it in this short of time for Valentine's Day, but I don't know. It's worth the shot. If not, they've got gifts that are going to kill it as Attic Jewelers this Valentine's Day. Make sure that anytime you need something really nice that is high quality and is going to set the standard for luxury, that you're looking at Zadig Jewelers. It's Zadig.com. That's Zadig.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. By the way, I saw a side of what we were just talking about. Keyshawn Henderson has signed up with a company that is paying him, and he is going to endorse their product. I forget what the product was. I didn't save it. I forget what it was. But they're actually doing NIL how NIL is supposed to be done, where you sign up and a company pays you money to endorse their product, which is really cool. Really cool. I mean, not just hand the kid money, but NIL, where they use their name, image, and likeness to promote a product, and they get paid for it. That's how it was supposed to be done, and Keyshawn Henderson is doing that. So big ups to the University of Houston, while all the other schools like Miami just skirt the rules, okay?
Sorry, no one cares about your morality play here. Either win or don't. And the Cougs win, no one's going to care that they're doing it the right way. If they lose, no one's going to care that they're doing it the right way. Keyshawn Henderson, speak for whatever company you're talking about, but if you start throwing picks, no one's going to care that you're doing it the right way. Let's be realistic about things.
No.
Stop
it.
And you know what's going to happen? They won't blame Keyshawn Henderson first. No. They'll blame the OC, and they'll blame Willie Fritz, because how dare you waste his talent? And you know what's going to happen? If it doesn't go well early, Keyshawn Henderson will be in the portal, and he'll go play at a school who he thinks can enhance his draft status.
That's accurate.
Let's be real. They're doing it the right way. No one cares.
They do it the right way at the University
of
Houston.
No one cares. Just
Miami
win football games.
Stripper polls.
I'm going to do your
it's
voice.
Really true.
Just win football games.
Yeah. And that really is the
Cougs fans, fans don't care if Willie Fritz is paying Keyshawn Henderson personally.
They really
just
don't.
Win football games.
It really is the truth in all the college athletics now.
No.
All that other stuff is
we
gone.
Do it
it's
right
dead.
Here.
You're not even involved.
There is no such thing as doing it right. You know what do it right is? Being smart with your money. Indiana does it right because they paid the right portal guys at discounted rates. That's why they did it right. Doing it right, there is no
you know
such
what's
thing
doing
as
it
doing
right?
It
making sure Malachi Toney gets whatever he wants. That's what doing it right is.
Yeah.
So he doesn't go someplace
it's,
else.
It's letting the players and the agents are and the parents are the boss of you now, and you just have to try to decide who's good enough to let you boss them and who you let walk. And you got to find cheaper guys on other teams. Like, it really is about – this really is about an everlasting free agency. That's why NFL teams, their personnel guys are starting to take over. Mike Money Martin, he used to be with the Texans. He was a scout who got into a fight with Bill O'Brien one time. He's the GM of Notre Dame. He's Notre Dame's GM now. My buddy Rex Hogan was offered a job at USC and turned it down. Probably shouldn't have. But he was assistant GM for the Jets. Jim Nagy, GM of the Oklahoma Sooners. He ran the Senior Bowl. He came from Seattle. He was with Seattle for years. These guys are all coming from the end because they have free. They're used to free agency. They're used to evaluating pro talent. And all you're doing is trying to pull potential pro players off of other people's rosters and put them on your rosters. So it's really just the NFL now. I mean, it really is from an evaluation standpoint. And I had Drew Fabianich tell me high school recruiting is the biggest waste of time. And that sucks because he used to work for the Cowboys. He was a GM for West Virginia after Dana left. And we were talking, and he just said, and I was telling him about my son, Alec, and he does this for recruiting and then this for portal at Alabama. He goes, tell him to stay on the portal side. He didn't really get a choice. He does them both. But he said recruiting, he's like, kids don't get as many scholarships anymore. He said, you have to be 4 and 5 stars. And then he goes, 2 stars, it's mostly threes are having a hard time getting into Power 5 or Power 4 conferences anymore. He said, just because you don't spend as much on your recruiting anymore. You're really, it's about portal now. It's not about, that's one of the things people don't talk about is, I think it's down 28% is what I heard. Football scholarships are down 28% now because the portal, because FCS players now are getting FBS scholarships. So what used to be an FBS scholarship for a high school player is now gone because they're bringing in FCS players into those roles. So they're filling up those scholarships. So there's actually fewer and fewer high school players have scholarships. Now, if you limited your transfer to one time, you would have some of those scholarships come back because you wouldn't have the guys going boom, 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 boom. I wrote up one player the other day who had played at 4 schools, Jackson State, 4 schools in 4 years. Golly, I think he was a corner or a safety. And
that's what they do now.
He was in Louisville. Yeah. But if you limited that, that could be somebody's high school scholarship. Could, you know, a high school kid who might not be going to Louisville may get a scholarship to Louisville now. So it's had some, like, there's some things that people don't talk about, and probably a lot of you don't care about. I get it. Because like Dell said, all the fans don't care. I've noticed in talking about this stuff, it's interesting to me from a team building, and I think it's bad for a lot of universities because it's going to hurt athletic programs. There's going to be a trickle down to men's tennis and baseball and stuff like that for smaller schools. But in general, the fans of these schools are like, so what?
Get me to Saturday.
Just, yeah,
I want to watch the game.
I just want to win games. I don't care how much you pay them. Just get us wins. And if you think about it, John, is that any different than Sooners fans were when Barry Switzer was doing his Switzer magic or Jackie Sherrill at A&M when he was paying players or anyone? No. It's not. It's just more widespread,
well, and
now
and
everybody gets
now.
A taste. Yeah, it's and there's
the
more open. Players who are getting more yeah. money now. Yeah.
I don't know if this deserves a horn, but I'll play it because it does affect the Rockets
a
little.
That's not a horn.
The Rockets, in search of a point guard or a guard, period, allow one of their rivals to get one. The Timberwolves have just traded for Ayo Dosunmu, one of the probably best guys on the market. I don't know if they've given up for him, but, you know, the Wolves and the Rockets are probably in the same tier, maybe in that second tier behind the Spurs and the OKC.
Who did OKC just get?
Jarrett McCain, the rookie from last year. Well, the second-year player. He was a first-round pick from Philly last year.
Fingernails, right?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He's a TikToker fingernail guy.
He doesn't look as TikTok-y this year.
He hasn't been able to play. He's been hurt, so maybe he's doing less of that. But the Rockets, who a lot of people think need a guard, the Wolves go get one.
That kid couldn't stay in Philadelphia. That wasn't going to work. And, let's just be real.
Okay.
John, you
they
think
love
that,
him, actually.
It just felt like TikTok, he could not stay in Philadelphia. It felt like that would eventually break down on him.
Yeah.
So I mean, this is going to...
He's too young for Daryl. Daryl had to get a 34-year-old in there.
That's so beyond you know, the Jerry McCain stuff, but the fact that the Wolves did something, maybe they don't get Giannis, maybe this removes them from the equation. The Rockets seem like they're going to stand pat. That ain't going to make people feel good.
No. It's not. And it's not. It's going to be...
Did you see Ant last night in Toronto? Holy crap.
You know what he said after the game? We haven't beaten Toronto since Bruce Lee died. I'm not sure why he made that reference.
That's brilliant.
But they, it was
Bruce
a game.
Bruce Lee died way before the Raptors had a team.
I know.
You want to talk about a clutch dude, Anthony Edwards. Holy crap. I mean, he came up with basket after basket, and it was just, what was it, 121, 120, whatever the final was. It was ridiculous. And that's how the Rockets looked last night. Just bam, 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 bam. Oh, no, that's right. They sucked.
Yeah.
What
were those bam bam bams? What was that representative of? It wasn't makes.
No, it wasn't. It was clanks.
Oh, bam is in the sound.
They didn't even
rim.
Get shots off. It was so bad.
Yeah. Hey, when we
Alpe fumbling it in the lane and throwing it off people's leg. I mean, it was just that third quarter was about as bad a quarter as I've ever seen a team play.
It was bad. We got to break it. When we come back, I want to talk about, I sent you guys this video, there's a new trend going on at high school basketball games that I think is going to expand into college and to the pros as well. So yep. I want to talk about what this new trend is because it's actually pretty funny. And right. I saw it for the first time yesterday.
We'll do that on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Are you a questioner? A wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save